Right now it is time to bring in Mike Kazi and get a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Repeat after me. Yeah. Change is not good.
Well, you know, we thought we could kill two birds with one stone with all the work I did. And then this morning,
birds won this time.
During the 6 o'clock news, the computer decided to reset. So that was problem number one back. And now problem number two on the new computer that I have is balking going to a program that it has to go to. So, oh well, it's life. What can you do?
Change is not good.
You just deal with it as it has to be. All right. So now, the Rangers are getting set to go into their qualifying round, and they found out that they've lost one of their players from a hit that he did on March 11th.
What?
Yeah.
March 11th.
Yeah, Brendan Lemieux is suspended now for two games for a hit that he did on March 11th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Brendan Lemieux is not a big cog in the Ranger wheel anyway, but why did you wait 6 months to tell these people?
Well, that's what you don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. It should have been handed down.
When did it happen? March 11th?
March 11th, yeah.
Should have been handled March 12th.
You would figure that it would be, but anyway, so.
Not July 22nd.
Well, there it is. It is what it is. That's what it is now. So there's that. And then Jeremy Roenick, he's suing NBC.
Good.
You know why?
He should. Yeah, I know why.
Yeah. He says that there's double standards factored in his firing and claims because he supported Donald Trump.
Good for him. More power to him. I hope he wins. I hope he wins millions.
I don't know if he'll win, but good luck.
I hope so. Well, he won't because it's NBC.
Well, the whole thing about these firings of these people, there are no – here's where the broadcast networks get away with everything. There are no standards to fire somebody. And I have no problem. I've worked at radio stations, and it's always been you're there at the owner's will, okay? They don't need a reason to fire you. Every radio station I ever worked at had that rule. You know, when they wanted to fire you, they could fire you. But what goes on in sports and basically in almost all TV is there is no regulation. It does seem, and I'm a liberal guy. I'm a progressive. Anybody who knows me, I'm as far from a conservative as you get. I have a lot of conservative friends.
That's why we get along so well. Yeah. We're polar opposites.
But I have noticed in all these TV firings, except for the one involving like peeping toms on women and stuff, that's totally different. That's mm-hmm. You know. But you look at Curt Schilling. You look at this guy.
If it's a political one.
If you see if they have a conservative view. They are held to a higher scrutiny than if you don't have a conservative view.
See, and that's good, Marshall, because, like I said before, joking around, but it's true. Politically, you and I are total polar opposites. But we allow people to speak what's on their mind.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. When you work for an organization, a media organization, and you don't toe their line, you get fired. The people that toe your line can go way overboard to present their arguments with often no proof, and they're allowed to do it. But as soon as you step off that line, you're fired, which is wrong.
I've been called into account by people who say because we're an NPR station that I can't have all my bumper stickers on my car. Well, I say, well, they're on my personal car, so I can't have them. And I checked with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and in theory, NPR could come after me for having bumper stickers on my car, but they don't because I'm small potatoes, so it doesn't matter. But anyways, but getting back to the point is that if it seems if you're a conservative and you come out and you're working for a network. And you say things, you get fired much quicker if you're a liberal.
Yep.
Craig Whiting, Who is it?
That's why I hope he wins.
Craig Whiting sent me a nice little message there. You're not a conservative? Question mark. No, not in any way. Well, anyways, let's get back to sports. Where do you want to go?
Hey, I took advice of a mutual friend and watched the soccer yesterday, the Premier League.
Yeah.
Well, I put the game on at 3 o'clock when it started. Next thing I knew, when I opened my eyes, it was 4:20.
Our mutual friend has talked to me about the Premier League, and I said, listen.
I tried.
I'll watch World Cup matches in the end and stuff like that. I will. Just because, but the crowd has to be there. It has to be exciting, and it has to, but I just can't put on soccer. I just can't as a regular.
I tried. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the crowd. They could have had 400,000 people. I still would have slept for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oof, right. I couldn't believe what time it was. I woke up because I was going to watch a baseball game. I almost missed it. Oh, well, I'm not belittling soccer, but, you know, to each his own.
That's exactly right. I mean, people that watch rugby, people that watch football.
Yeah, and good for them.
Yeah,
I mean, everything, that's why Howard Johnson used to have 28 flavors.
Right.
You'll find something you like.
All right. Where else do we want to go here in sports?
Baseball. You mentioned it with the Rangers. I still can't swallow the pill of hockey and basketball starting at the end of July. I can't. I just can't do it.
And baseball starts tomorrow, right?
What day is today?
Wednesday the 22nd.
Yeah, I believe it does start tomorrow. There's a few games tomorrow, and then it starts full swing on Friday. I mean, baseball, it's summertime. You're supposed to be playing baseball. I can't get into watching hockey now. And I just don't. Somebody has to convince me why they're doing it. What's this, the end of July, August, September? We're a month and a half removed from the start of the hockey season, for the preseason. So that means we're 2 months removed, a little more than 2 months removed from the start of a regular basketball season. Why the heck are we doing this now?
I know. Oh, well.
I don't understand it. So when is the real season going to start?
Well, it's a good thing the Macy's Day Parade wasn't canceled because we'd be having that now, too.
Yeah.
The Rose Parade. We have all these things.
You mean the one in last November?
Yeah.
Well, if it's canceled this November, maybe we'll have the Thanksgiving Parade for St. Patrick's Day this year.
The world's gone screwy. The world's gone screwy.
Yeah, it's nuts. No doubt about that.
All right. Let's see. Now the NFL is now planning. See, this is here's what you call an overreaction. Now I happen to like the stance that Colin Kaepernick took. Okay, I know most people don't like it. I didn't bother. It's not that I like it. It just didn't play either way. We got to go in a minute. But anyways, the NFL is now planning to allow social justice decals on helmets. So. As they ram the helmet.
And you're getting grief for putting on stickers on your car?
As they ram that helmet into somebody's back, trying to bring them down and break a spine. Let's have a social justice emblem.
That's wrong, though. We could use your car for an example. Your beliefs should not be expressed openly because of your situation.
Yeah.
A player's opinion should not be expressed on his employer's helmet. Shouldn't be. That's my opinion. You can believe whatever you want. You want to go home and put it all over your car. You want to put a flag in front of you. Go ahead and do it. It should not be somewhere where you're using your employer to get your message out.
All
it's
right.
Wrong. It's 100% wrong. And just like Curt Schilling was fired for doing the same exact thing, so should the football player.
All right. Now, we only have a minute left, so you got a race at Saratoga
for us?
Going
to Saratoga.
All right.
Seventh race today on the turf. New York bred, maiden special weights, going a mile and a 16th on the inner turf. My pick, I'm going to start writing these down so I don't forget them, too. You know, coronavirus affects my brain. The 6 horse, Gaelic Gold. The only thing hotter than the weather right now is Christopher Clement. He's winning everything in sight, legally. Hear that, Chad Brown? His 6 horse, Gaelic Gold, his last time out was in April, first time out of the box. Had a lot of problems that day. Ran 6th by 4 lengths. Gets a big jockey change from Sammy Camacho to Jose Rosario. Had traffic that day. Was 4-1 out of the box at Tampa for Christopher Clement. He's 5-1 today at Saratoga and gets the job done. 7th race, 6 horse, Gaelic Gold.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow, Sal. You didn't. We'll obviously have more racing tomorrow as well.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right,
Marshall, go clean them bumper stickers off, huh?
All right. Take care.
Have a great day.
Goodbye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.